Good morning. I'm Belinda Simpson, and this meditation is being presented on May 20th. Thank you all for participating. This is an exercise using biorelativity for the strengthening of Australia and New Zealand. Using the etheric crystals in Gross Valley and Lake Taupo and arcane thought, which is a thought form energy described as travelling in an arc wave. In biorelativity, we use etheric crystals implanted within our arcane energy to increase the power of our prayers and intentions. This meditation has been adapted for Australia and New Zealand from Chapter 6, How to Heal, Ascend and Help Planet Earth by David K. Miller. We open ourselves to this meditation by chanting one Om. Om. Now find the edge of your aura and form it into the shape of a cosmic egg. Visualize a blue line around the edge of your aura. Now command your four bodies to be in balance within the cosmic egg. Connect your focus to the central sun and to the center of the earth, the core of Gaia. One of the main issues we are working with is how to help Earth attract more fifth-dimensional energy. We realize that the technology necessary to attract more fifth-dimensional energy is related to the downloading of the 12 etheric crystals. These crystals have been downloaded with great ceremonies throughout the globe. Each etheric crystal has its own energy and power and corresponds to each of the spheres of the Tree of Life. We call in our Arcturian guides and ascended masters to work with us now. We now welcome White Buffalo Calf Woman, the designated spirit guide for the Gross Valley Crystal. This crystal connects with the Rainbow Serpent, which is the feminine goddess energy of Mother Gaia. It's an area of great significance to the Aboriginals of Australia. We also welcome Lady Mary, the designated spirit guide for Lake Taupo. This crystal is representative of wealth and prosperity, a great attracting force for energy for those who work with it. It is also a reaffirmation of the spiritual strength and power of the native peoples on Earth. It will help reawaken them to their mission. Both these crystals are connected to all other 10 crystals. Focus on the etheric crystal closest to you. Let us project our thoughts to this etheric crystal through our third eye. The etheric crystal will then increase the power of our thoughts, and the energy of our thoughts will be amplified and sent through the two countries with greater strength. Let us now visualize the beautiful continent of Australia and the two islands of New Zealand. We send strengthening energy to these two countries through our third eye. We send thoughts of harmony, calmness and balance to the etheric crystal of our choice. Earth has a subconscious energy that receives all the images and thoughts from humankind. All of these images of positive or negative thoughts are pouring into the earth. So to counterbalance this, our intent is to send positive images and thoughts to our country and the rest of the planet. Let us now visualize either the Gross Valley in the Blue Mountains, Australia, or Lake Taupo in New Zealand. If you do not know the areas, simply say the words to yourself in your mind. I thought, project myself to the Grose Valley or to Lake Taupo. Together we raise the crystal. We are also rising up and finding ourselves standing around the crystal. Send the following words of healing into the crystal. The entire continent of Australia and the two islands of New Zealand are receiving healing light from the fifth dimension now. Send this as a thought wave into the crystal you are focusing on. Oh. Australia and New Zealand are now receiving fifth dimensional light. Your arcane power of thought is going into the crystal at 5 arcanes, but is being sent out from the crystal at a higher power of 50 arcanes. Visualize waves of fifth dimensional energy of light coming out of the crystal and engulfing the whole of Australia and New Zealand. Visualize a canopy of 5D light over the whole of Australia and New Zealand. Oh. This 5D light will dissipate all problems with the economy, the environment, discrimination, and any other conflict or polarization of the people. We access the subconscious energy of Australia and New Zealand and access the shame of our past action on the Indigenous peoples, our treatment of the land, animals and the environment in our consciousness. Visualize waves of fifth dimensional light transforming and healing these thoughts now. See waves the fifth dimensional light settling over the whole country. This energy is so strong because it is being amplified through the crystal. As this fifth dimensional light flows over the whole of Australia and New Zealand, many of the starseeds who are living here and are asleep will now awaken. Due to so much fifth dimensional energy and light flowing out of the crystals now, this 5D energy is also specifically being directed at our governments in Canberra and Wellington. Each of our parliaments is receiving the fifth dimensional energy now. Peace and tranquility now fill all the land. Visualize and feel a peaceful transition here now. Visualize and feel an energy of stability and balance, with many people awakening to their fifth dimensional starseed heritage. This beam of etheric light flowing out of these crystals is now going out to all the crystal areas in the planet. Mount Fuji in Japan, Lake Constance in Bodensee, Germany, the crystal in Istanbul, Lake Moraine in Canada, Volcan Poaz in Costa Rica, Mount Shasta in California, Montserrat in Spain, Serra da Bocaina in Brazil, Copper Canyon in Mexico, and Lago Puelo in Argentina. Oh. Australia and New Zealand are major centres for planetary healing. There is much healing light and balancing that can be sent out to the world from here. The arcane power of thought is being amplified and sent out so much more strongly now. Visualize again that your thoughts are going into the crystal of your choice. See your thoughts as energy, as arcane power. There is so much light and energy now. Let us visualize our planetary cities of light in Sydney, the Grose Valley, the Mornington Peninsula, Brisbane, Gold Coast, and Applecross in Perth and East Auckland. Let us visualize our planetary ocean reserves of light in Sydney Harbour, Port Phillip Bay, the Pacific Ocean off the Gold Coast, and Half Moon Bay in New Zealand. A powerful light of balance, healing and harmony is engulfing our cities and oceans of light now. The ocean reserves are balancing the ocean currents and providing fifth dimensional energy areas for our sea life. Other planetary cities of light and ocean reserves of light will emerge in Australia and New Zealand. Australia and New Zealand will not be affected by major disruptive earth changes. There will be some ups and downs, but Australia and New Zealand will be able to sustain itself and function well throughout the earth changes. This is the type of thinking that needs to be downloaded into the subconscious of Australia and New Zealand. These are the type of statements that need to be spoken in ceremonies. Earth responds to this type of energy. This is how we support a city and a country to become a fifth dimensional area. Oh. We thank the crystals, which are now lowered back to their resting place. We thank Buffalo Calf Woman and Mother Mary. Now gently return to the room where we started the exercise. As you return to the room, feel the beautiful thought waves and energy that are sent over these two countries. Be aware of yourself. Be aware of your breath. Be present and focused. And thank you for being here.